We're talking about single parenting, and there are things in the life of the single parent that tend to debilitate or infect the process. We've actually referred to it as the yeast that expands in the single parent process. Yesterday, we talked about guilt. Today, we're talking about anger. Anger can cause a single parent to make decisions they regret later on.
You're listening to Parenting Today with Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries. I'm your host, Ruthie J, and we are on a series talking about different kinds of families. So we've talked a little bit about divorce, if you're considering it, how maybe to think through all the factors and consequences afterwards. And so you can do a search for that program on our website at parentingtoday.org. But if you are a single parent, that's what we're here for. Sheridan House Family Ministries has an incredible branch of the ministry that just really helps a lot of single moms all year round with such creative ways, might I add. And so if you want to find out more about that, that's at shfm.org. But we want to help single parents this week. Yesterday, talking about the yeast of guilt that can just permeate so many different areas of your parenting. But today, the yeast of anger.
Anger, yeah. The metaphor of yeast first. Yeast is something that you mix into the dough, and when you do and you back away, it's almost unnoticeable how much it causes everything to expand and get bigger than it ought to get. Guilt is one of those negative yeasts. In fact, God said to the Israelite, go through your household, get rid of all the yeast before you leave Egypt. Get rid of all the baggage of Egypt as you're stepping out. Another one is anger, and it's very interesting to watch these two interact. We have these symposiums on Saturdays here where we'll have, and usually only 50 to 60 single moms at a time. It's totally single moms is what we work with here. And in that symposium, we'll take on a topic and they'll be in round tables of 6 to 8 single moms to a table. And then you will watch some of them just wallow in their guilt as we're talking about things. And then you watch some of them just lash out. And a guilty one will, well, I feel so. And the anger one will just absolutely take her out at the knees in a sweet way. It's funny to watch for me, actually. And you realize.
Nice lady-like way.
Well, yeah. I mean, and she's, no, don't feel bad about that. After they have it so good. And you realize, right. Wow. Wow, a lot of anger here. Anger is another one of those issues. I think there's a reason that God had Moses, before Moses made the decision to go on and get married to the ministry of Israel, God worked through Moses and a lot of his stuff for a long period of time. And the number one thing God drew Moses to was himself. You got to first trust me at this burning bush before I'm sending you back to do the things you need to do, before we're putting you back in the marriage of the ministry to Egypt. And so anger is something that has to be dealt with. This is the one I understand. My wife, Rosemary, understands the guilt one. She grew up in a missionary home, and in many respects, they guilted her into all the things that don't let us down, don't whatever it is. Mm-hmm. I didn't grow up in that home, but I understand anger. Anger, I think after my mom died, I don't think, I know, I became a very angry person. And ironically, it, like the yeast, it works its way into your DNA. And, you know, somebody said to me the other day who works here, so, you know, I've heard you say that you've had anger issues. And I said, oh, I think I still have anger issues. But do you have outbursts? No, but they're right there waiting. And I can tell when I'm not spending my time. I can tell when I've had too high expectation of what I can stuff into my day and all, and that I can do all things through Bob who strengthens Bob. Mm-hmm. And anger just sits there waiting to come out and battle. And that's why it's such an important verse to me, be slow to speak, slow to get angry, and quick to listen to back up and be quick to listen. In the single parent household, anger over what's happened, anger over what's been done can cause some single parents to do some pretty bizarre things that eventually can take over and so damage the children.
Mm-hmm. And not even that, but damage themselves too. Their reputation for the kids' sake, and even physically, the anger, the adrenaline that goes through, you wear yourself out and you've got nothing left to help your kids with. So,
well, anger becomes an energy that they use, that a person can use to appear to be in charge, appear to be in control, appear to be successful, appear to be happy, appear to just really get even with somebody who's hurt them. Mm-hmm. And just what you said is so perfect, because let's say that my wife left me and I'm so angry and I want to show her I'm doing great and I can show her I'm doing this and I want to show her, and it just builds and builds and builds. And I make some very bizarre decisions, some very bizarre financial decisions to show whatever. But I also end up, this anger comes out in this rage at myself that just unloads on the kids, and the kids live in the home of a bizarre tyrant. Mm-hmm. Anger is one of those yeasts that are very scary, and they need to be dealt with, and they cannot be dealt with really without the help of God. Mm-hmm. I know that there are people say, oh, I hear what you're saying, Barnes, that's just me. No, that's not just you. That's a sinful you. And here's the awesome thing about God. He'll take me any way he gets me, but he won't leave me any way I am. Mm-hmm. It's time for me to move on. And so anger is something where you've got to back up and realize, you know what? I know that it's in there. And it's causing me to make decisions concerning my children where either they hear it come out of me or they hear horrible things I say about their parent, my ex, or whatever, when I'm not thinking, anger is ruling my mouth, slow to speak. To do that, you got to be slow to get angry. And to do that, you got to be quick to listen. And I got to...
I've got to stop
and listen to what I'm getting ready to say.
Jeez.
You know, an angry person often says it and then hears it for the first time after they've said it themselves. Mm-hmm. I've got to back up. And anger is one of those yeasts that just crushes a child.
And I know that, you know, a lot of single parents have a lot of anger because they've been wronged, or they just so much don't like their situation. Or I talked to a friend today who says, I went through a period of anger because I'm used to controlling things. And all of a sudden I realized there's so much I can't control anymore. And I have to leave things up in the air and open. And my house doesn't look the way it used to because I don't have time anymore. And all that anger will build up and you snap at the kids. Any little thing. I mean, I've gone through my periods too. And I'm walking in the house thinking anything they do is about to set me off. Warning, please go upstairs, take a little calm.
Yes, the idiot light comes on your dashboard right there.
Warning.
And that person who is a single parent and anger is there and feels, I feel so violated by what's happened to me here.
You don't understand.
Yeah, and the word not fair is a common word here.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden my car's not running well. I cannot believe how big my FPNL bill was this month. And this bill I never expected to happen. And there, you know, I have to be someplace and my ex is late to pick up my kids and it just starts picking up steam. And all of a sudden I say a bizarre thing to my kids about my ex, forgetting that's still their parent and they need to discover the truth themselves. And I have to be very, very careful because I allow the atmosphere in our home to be ruled by anger. Whatever you do, don't set mom off. Because then life is an absolute nightmare. Whatever you do, agree with her or whatever, because mom is, we cannot raise healthy children in an atmosphere of anger.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we talked yesterday about the atmosphere of guilt. I actually think this one's worse because it's a scary atmosphere. We don't know what mom's going to do next or dad's going to do next.
It's unpredictable.
It's very unpredictable. You used a great word here. And the word, and it's a word in the American culture today, where we're actually led to believe we can be in control. We're actually led to believe we can control this little environment called us and have the wonderful life and have the movie life and happily ever after life. And then it's not working and it's worse than I thought. In fact, I've never known anybody's life to be as bad as my life, and on and on and on. And I start believing that I have the worst life on planet Earth.
Right.
And unfortunately, the other thing about single parenting is, and some single parents will say this, I heard one describe it so well, it's like my friends of the past act like it's contagious. And so they don't hang around me as much as they used to, and they don't call as much as they used to because the dysfunctional situation I'm working with, it's like, are they going to catch it or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I've lost custody of my friends and lost custody of my world out there. And it just builds and builds and builds until all of a sudden I do get very angry. I think a very important statement is the statement you made. I'm not in control.
Mm-hmm.
And it ought to be obvious. The anger in me lets me see I'm not even in control of me.
You never really were fully in control anyway.
I don't want to be in control.
Yes,
I'm really grateful in releasing control to you, Lord. I don't sit from the vantage point you sit from. I sit from right here, horizontally looking around on planet Earth. You know what's coming. Mm-hmm. You sit in all these different paradigms of know what's coming for me. You know the plans you have for me. You'll never leave me or forsake me. Romans 8 says, how good is this? If God's for you, what could ever be against you?
Mm-hmm.
And how much more could he love you? He gave up his son for you. So all these things, I give up control. But the problem is in my desperation as a single parent, I start taking it back because somebody needs to do something here. And if I'm angry, I take it back and I take it back angrily. And I all of a sudden say some things to the children I'm going to have to take back. You're not going out until you're 30 or whatever it is. You do that again. You do that again. You're going to bed early for a month and you realize you're not going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I don't have a system as a single parent that I can immediately go to, and that's one of the angry things. We're going to talk about that tomorrow. But if I don't have a system, then instantly I will go to bizarre anger to try to control the home.
So what kind of practical advice can you give then with someone who deals with anger, you know, single or even not single? They're just on the edge all the time. I know I have to deal with this. I don't like this situation. How am I going to get through this anger when all I want to do is punch walls, you know?
Mm-hmm. Wow, that was good. You,
is that masculine enough?
You depicted
it
well. I didn't expect that out of you. I think, first of all, I need to know as this person, what are the things that set me off? And I do think one of the things that set me off is feeling like my life is out of control.
Yeah.
You know, some people would say, no, when I feel disrespected, whatever that word means, or feeling out of control. And so when I see it coming on, it's really a red light that what makes me think I'm in control, or I don't have a plan for dealing with this. This child caught me off guard. Shouldn't catch me off guard. This is repetitive behavior. This attitude, rolling of the eyes, whatever it is, it's a constant when they don't get their way or when I make a comment and they come back. So I really ought to see and identify, I don't know what to do here.
So what, develop a plan then?
I have to develop a plan. If I don't develop a plan, I develop an attitude.
Okay.
Well, okay, I've got to stop and say, you know, this is the third or fourth time this child has done this, mm-hmm. acted like this, said this, responded like this. I don't want to respond right now because I'm very angry. Slow to speak, slow to get angry, quick to listen. I'm listening to you, Lord. I'm going to listen to this friend that I call. I'm going to talk to whatever. What do I do with this 11-year-old when this 11-year-old does this? And then I'm going to sit the child down and know your best time with your child. You know, with my very awesome barbarian child, best time often was sitting on the side of the bed of that child and having these conversations. And I, you know, I noticed this and I don't think I've responded the best way to this. And so from now on, when you do this and this, life's going to stop. You're going to sit at the table. I'm going to see that you sit at the table. You will sit at the table. Sitting at the table is going to happen. It's going to stop for me too. And you're going to write a 50-word note of apology. Now you can take 5 minutes to do that, or you can take 5 hours to do that and go to bed. Your choice. But this will happen every time. And let me help you. A couple of times I have gotten out of control and I'm not going to do that anymore. And if I do, I'm going to write you a 50-word note of apology. We're both doing that in this house. But that's going to be the response from now on. I'm going to give you the warning and you keep coming back at me. We're going to stop. I'm going to take you by the little arm, sit you down. You're going to write the 50-word note of apology. It's going to help you learn to be slow to speak, slow to get angry, quick to listen. Listen to what you're about to say and come out of your mouth. I don't have to do that at Dad's house. I know you don't have to do that at Dad's house. Not Dad's house. Mm-hmm. This is this house. And you and I are going to respect each other at a higher level because we've gotten to a place of not respecting each other. I have to look at what causes me to be angry, what causes me to take it out on these children and be proactive and get ahead of it. Mm-hmm. You know, and now sometimes I'm angry just because of life out there and I come home angry. It has nothing to do with the children, but boy, they're a safe place to unload on because they can't fire me.
Right.
And so I've got to decide going into the driveway, going into the parking lot, I'm not doing this. I'm going in. I am unloading. I'm searching for the yeast before I get out of the car and I'm unloading it. I acknowledge I am so mad at what happened at work today. I'm so mad at what somebody said to me today. I'm so mad at the text I got today. Or I'm so mad I haven't gotten in the house and one of the children texted, I won't be here when you get back. I'm going over and didn't even ask. Or whatever the situation mm-hmm. is. I am calming down and I'm realizing, okay, I don't have a response for that text. I will from now on when she gets back home. Mm-hmm. And I will tell her, you know, this one was free. Next time we have a plan, mm-hmm. you will call and ask me permission, not tell me where you're going. I am the parent.
But quickly, those are the things that you could predict. Are there any pointers of things that you can't predict, last minute things that even just bizarre circumstances that you know you outburst completely and inappropriately? How can you control yourself?
I have to decide that there are people watching. You know, it's an interesting thing about us. The things I do or say to my children, I would not do in the sanctuary at the church in front of other people.
And how odd.
Yes, it is. Well, I'm running for something at church. I don't know what it is, but I'm some office or whatever. I have to decide that the Father of these children is watching. The Heavenly Father of these children is watching. And I have to decide that greater is He that's in me than whatever I'm dealing with right here. I have the ability not. So when I give that child the remote control to my heart and to my attitude, and they always seem to find new buttons. I didn't know that button was on that remote control.
It's on the other side.
Yes, and I have to decide. I marvel at police officers. They
really,
constantly
yes.
enter into conflict and they stay calm. Mm-hmm. Most of the time. You know, yep. We get some videotaping of the 1 in 10 million a year. And it's so sad. We shoot these people no breaks at all. But whether they control the situation or not, it's not the point. They control themselves. They can't mm-hmm. control this situation, but they control themselves. Lord, I want to go in. And here it is. Father, I had it tattooed on my palm. Slow to speak, slow to get angry, quick to listen. That's my verse. And Father, that will be my verse every day until I get it. I'll move on to the next verse. Slow to speak, slow to get angry, quick to listen. And much of the time is listening to what the child's really saying. Much of the time is listening to what's about boiling up in me. And all the time, listen to you, Lord. What would I do here when I don't know what to do? Stop the situation, but don't make any declarations yet. Sit down. I want you to sit down. Stop.
Wait.
Sit down in that seat right there. I'm going to sit next to you. Oh, well, I'm mad. You're mad. Sit down. I don't want either of us to say anything we regret. And that's not going to stop that child yet. I have to calm down. I have to exhale. In a few minutes, honey, I'm getting up to get some water. You went, no. Okay. Do not leave that seat. I have to stop. Anger can destroy a parent-child relationship.
You've been listening to Parenting Today with Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministry, talking about the single parent and going down a short list of the things that we need to deal with as a single parent, even as married parents too, that will affect the parenting of our children. If you want to hear this program again, share it with a friend or find out more about other topics in parenting, find them online at parentingtoday.org. And to find out more about Sheridan House Family Ministries, you can do that online at shfm.org. Find out all that the ministry offers, including resources and books available there too. It's short for Sheridan House Family Ministries, shfm.org. And we hope you'll join us tomorrow for more on Parenting Today.